My goodness, welcome to Center Stage, all things arts and entertainment. We believe you ought to know about it. There is so much going around. It doesn't matter if it's snowing. It doesn't matter if it's too hot or too cold. The bottom line is that Minnesota, you support the arts, and we are so grateful for it. And we're going to start out with Tim Casper. Who is he? Well, he's from The Blenders. Bringing the holiday spirit as only they can, The Blenders return to the historic Pantages Theater in downtown Minneapolis for three shows December 9th, 10th, and 11th after a two-year hiatus. And, of course, that hiatus was basically based on COVID-19 pandemic. So I can just imagine. I remember how hard it was for most artists when we were going through that period. But now things are starting to come together again. So Pantages Theater, December 19th and 11th, you need to get over and see The Blenders again. And as of now, there are no vaccination card reviews or mask requirements at the theater. It's amazing. So let's welcome Tim Casper. How are you, Tim?
Hello, sweet person. How are you doing?
I am doing very well. My goodness, isn't it remarkable how we have overcome, how we have reached this point where we're not even, you know, having to wear masks anymore? It's just really quite remarkable.
It's really incredible, and we're really happy about that. You know, of course, we've always wanted people to do what they want to do and be safe. But, you know, I think that was one of the big reasons we didn't come back last year because we thought there's still a lot of things that are up in the air, still a lot of people that might be wary about things. And we thought, we'll give it one more year. And that's exactly what we did. And we are really excited to come back strong this year.
Yeah, we did. The Steels did six shows last December. And I must tell you, it was difficult. You know, the different age differences and how people were still not feeling the best, that sort of thing. It was very hard to try to figure out, is that the right thing to do? So I think you did the right thing for sure. And of course, when the Christmas stage went dark, you guys have always done these shows. And I think, what is it, 36 years now you've done Christmas shows? Do I have that right?
No. We're not quite that old. Did you say 36 years?
36, yeah.
You know what, though? You're close.
We've
been
close.
Together for about we've been together for about 33 years, but we've been doing Christmas shows for probably about 23, 24 years, something like that. I think we recorded our first Christmas album, Nog, in 2007. So you're not too far off. You just all of a sudden I remembered how old I was.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you have been so fortunate. You guys have worked with amazing artists. There have been artists that fell in love with you, like Erykah Badu. Tell me about that.
Yeah, that was kind of out of left field. I mean, talk about scoring big points with your wife. I mean, I love Erykah Badu, too, but my wife is a big fan. And all of a sudden, out of the blue, in an article, I believe it was in the Dallas Morning News, or one of the Dallas newspapers, they asked her favorite Christmas albums, and one of them was our Christmas album, When It Snows. So that was
my favorite, too.
But boy, you know what it's like, Gerilyn. I mean, those little things, like all of a sudden someone gives you, you know, all of a sudden you get some certain kind of recognition that just blows your mind, and it keeps you going. It's amazing.
It does keep you going. That is the absolute truth. So tell me about the four shows you guys are doing, or is it three? I just said it, and I can't remember. Good Lord.
It's actually three. Sometimes we do four. Sometimes we do three, something like that. And, December 9th through the 11th. So we're going to do Friday night and Saturday night. We do an 8 p.m. show. And then Sunday afternoon, we do a 2 o'clock matinee.
Okay, so here you are again, once again, coming forward with your show. People missed you when you weren't there. Let me tell you, I was one of them. And, of course, the tickets are $48, not bad, but it does come with another fee on top of that. It's available at the Pantages Theater box office at 612-339-7007. But what else would you like to tell us about the show?
Yeah, I mean, speaking of prices, we've always really tried our hardest to keep the prices really reasonable and so families could come. And so we try to do our best on that. We know sometimes fees are tacked on and everything, but we're going to give people a great night of fun Christmas music. It's a couple hours, you know. We pride ourselves in being good company of like the Steels and the Petersons and groups like that. So if you go to a show and it's high energy, a lot of harmony, and we're going to miss you this year. You guys taking a year off?
Yeah, we really wanted to do it. We just couldn't get the two sides to get to the contract yet. But that's okay. I will be in your company for sure.
I appreciate that. Yeah, that happens, and we completely understand that. We'll miss you. But like I said, yeah, we just really pride ourselves on the fact that we still love doing it. The four of us are great friends. And as you know, it's just all about that harmony. It's all about singing together.
And do you have a new album to present this year?
We don't. In fact, we looked at doing something. So when we took time off for the pandemic 2 years ago, instead of braving an online show, we did some videos. We recorded six videos of live performances in the studio and with our band. And so you can find those on YouTube. If you go to the Blenders channel on YouTube, you can find those. They're called the studio. I think they're called the studio sessions. And but we didn't do a new record. We really looked at it last year, and it's really funny. You start to have these conversations, and the four of us, you know, we're in charge of our own stuff, and we just start to talk, and we go, does anybody want to hear this? And
right.
Even though we know they do want, right? I mean, you know what that's like. You're trying to create things, and sometimes you feel like you're creating things in a vacuum, and, right. And you're saying to yourself, does anyone want this? Why are we doing this? And so in the end, I think people do. There's an appetite for it, but we kind of ran out of gas on it as far as we moved on to some other things. So we're hoping to do some new music coming up next year, and we always do throw a few new things into the show.
Well, it's impressive. I want, again, to give the date, the time, and where it is happening. Go.
Okay. So at the Pantages Theater, it is December 9th through the 11th, and the 11th is a matinee at 2 o'clock. And we hope that people come out, bring the whole family. The Pantages is a great theater. 100, I mean, there's only 1,000 people that fit in there, so every seat is great. And it'll be a great time for a couple hours, you know, and have a little cocktail and have fun.
I also want to just talk about your documentary. Oh, my goodness. You guys had so much fun doing that. And I'm just wondering, how far did it go? Are people still watching it? Are you still hearing more about it?
Well, thank you so much for participating as well, and we appreciate that. I mean, having fans like you and JD and people like that is just amazing to us. But, you know, it lives right now. I think it's on YouTube, and, you know, that's about as far as we took it. It didn't go to any broadcast or anything like that, which is fine. And I think, you know, when you're looking at things like that, music clearances becomes really tough. You know, it becomes really expensive. So that was the main issue, and so we didn't take it any further than that. But people can watch it if they want to watch and see the beautiful Gerilyn Steele interview.
Oh, no.
It's One Last Song, and it's on YouTube as well. All that stuff lives on YouTube, which is really cool.
That's awesome. Congratulations to all of your successes. I wish we had more time to talk about
Thank
it because you.
You
guys have a lot to really be grateful for. And I'm grateful that you guys are doing your shows. And this is December 9th, 10th, and 11th at the Pantages Theater, downtown Minneapolis. Can't wait to see you. Take care of yourself, Ryan. Really
Thanks,
good
Sharon.
To talk to you. Tim, oh my God,
bye-bye.
I said
yeah,
Ryan.
Yeah, that's okay. Don't worry. We're
Thanks,
interchangeable.
There you go. Bye, Tim.
Yeah.